Hello, everyone. This is Mike Haig from Race Day San Antonio, and welcome to a special podcast. Today's podcast features the NASCAR Gander RV Outdoor Truck Series Championship for drivers. Today, we're going to hear from Sheldon Creed, driver of the number 2 GMS Racing Chevrolet. We're also going to hear from Grant Enfinger, driver of the number 98 Thor Sport Racing Ford. We're going to hear from Brett Moffitt in the number 23 GMS Racing Chevrolet, and we're also going to hear from Zane Smith, who drives the number 21 GMS Racing Chevrolet. First up is Sheldon Creed. Here's what he had to say.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started with questions. If you have one for Sheldon, go ahead and raise your hand or let us know in the chat window, and we'll be sure to monitor that as well. And we're going to take our first question from Claire B. Lane. Go ahead, Claire.
Thank you. So talk to me about how difficult you think it will be with all the fireworks going on in the truck series to beat the other three competitors. Seems like it's all going to come down to chaos at the finish line.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely hard. Just Brett winning there 2 years ago. Grant ran there fast last year. Zane's never been there in the truck, but he's ran there. He ran really good there in the Xfinity car last year, and he's a good short track racer. So, man, it's gonna be really tough. It's all gonna come down to how your truck's driving and just executing the race as best possible.
In your mind, what makes Phoenix tough? Like, what things are you worried about when you think about racing for a championship there?
Passing can be tough there. The air, it's kind of like Gateway, where you're just kind of trapped behind people and kind of single lane until the spray comes in. So once spray comes in, then it's pretty racy in 1 and 2 and kind of move around, but I just hope it doesn't become dominant. I hope they're even lanes, but yeah, I think that's going to be important. And if you can turn all night, that's going to be really important. It's just not getting tight. If you get tight, it's going to be even harder to pass and harder to keep people behind you.
Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Next question. We will go to Holly Kane. Go ahead, Holly.
Hey, how are you doing, Sheldon?
Good. How are you?
Great. We wanted to ask you, kind of playing with the numbers here, you really come into this round of the playoffs, the championship, on a very strong note, and especially compared to the three other people that you're fighting for the big trophy. Could you just talk about, do you feel like your team is in a very good place, that you're hitting this good momentum exactly when you need to?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't even think about it. I go and try to do my job every week, but I think coming into the playoffs, we had speed and we had our wins that we had, and people were just they're inconsistent. So we'll see where they go. And I feel like we've hit our stride in the last 6 or 7 races or so, and just had really fast trucks. I feel like I've been doing a really good job racing and executing on my part. And yeah, what a time to get some momentum rolling that we've had lately. So with that, and man, I hope that that scares the other guys a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Sheldon. I'm wondering, the last 2 weeks in particular, the racing in the truck series has been a little bit aggressive. I'm wondering what you think of that. Is it inbounds? Is it over the edge?
I think it's inbounds. We're in the playoffs, right? This is what I've been working for all year. And if you weren't in, then like obviously Brett being in Kansas, that made it nice for him. And he got to go and just have fun the last 2 weeks. And then we won Texas, which was, a weight off our shoulders. And then Martinsville was just gloves off because you had 3 or 4 guys that could have pointed their way in. And you had like 2 must-win or 3 must-win guys like Grant. So, yeah, I mean, it's just what the playoffs create, just how the system works. And if people have bad races, they become must-wins and they want to race hard. So I'm all about it. I like hard racing. Obviously, I got turned by the 98 last week, but in the playoffs and just racing hard. I think you're going to see more of that this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, next question we will take was from Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Sheldon, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. We've talked about your journey before as someone who may have torn a few trucks, too many trucks up before, to now someone who's won four races in a season and going for a title. Was there a moment or a conversation like, you know, shape up or ship out, or, you know, you better start improving, you know, now, because it's clearly something has worked. And I just wondering what that was, or where that motivation, or how that came to be.
I mean, last year I got pulled in twice. There was nothing crazy or, you know, get your act together or else, you know, we're gonna kick you out. It was nothing like that. It was just like, you know, what do we need to do to run better and this and that. And I think a big part of it was bringing Jeff on board. I know Doug was great crew chief and we always had speed, but me and Jeff just clicked and I had confidence and just honestly started racing better right away. And I feel like that had a big deal to do with it. And then I still was just making dumb mistakes at the end of last year. And I feel like our trucks needed speed and this and that. So we worked on a ton this year, just put a bunch of focus in this year and working harder with Josh, working harder at the track, paying attention more, asking more questions, just trying to work on the whole product, everything, pit road, restarts, everything. And not just focusing on one area. So I feel like that's had a lot to do with it. And then after getting the first two wins, just gaining confidence and knowing I can race these guys and win against these guys. So just the whole product's been better this year.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Steven with 24/7 Sports. Go ahead, Steven.
Sheldon, I know your background is largely in off-road racing, and the truck series, when you go back to its origins, was really built on drivers and team owners who had come out of the off-road ranks. Given that, what do you think the significance of winning a championship would be to you almost serving as a throwback to the pioneers of the series?
Well, I repeat that. I missed some of that. Sorry.
So where do you want me to start?
Like halfway through.
Okay. Sorry. So I believe your background is in off-road racing, and a lot of the original drivers in the truck series and team owners came out of the off-road ranks. What do you think the significance of you winning a championship would be to proving that off-road to trucks is still a very viable pathway into NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's totally doable. I think it's similar to sprint car racing. You know, we're having your Christopher Bells, your Kyle Larsons, your Chase Briscoes, they're all coming from dirt and sprint car racing. I mean, even my teammate Brett's from dirt modified racing. So, yeah, I think dirt racing just in general provides a really good base and foundation to build off of. And I feel like off-road's right there with it. I don't know if I'd put it even with sprint cars, because even sprint cars just teaches you so much. And you're doing less, you know? So off-road's awesome. And Haley Deegan's coming up from the same series that I ran. And Jimmy Johnson came from off-road and all that. But, yeah, just a really good foundation. I think a lot of people are scared, I guess, to touch the off-road guys, and they just look at sprint cars. But I think me running well is probably going to open some eyes, or I hope it does for the kids coming up that want to go asphalt racing or go the NASCAR route. And I hope to see Haley do good in the next 2 years to hopefully help that process on people coming from off-road. And I don't know, when I'm done doing asphalt or racing NASCAR, I'd love to go back and do more off-road and help other kids.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Zach Albert with NASCAR.com. Go ahead, Zach.
Great. Thank you. Sheldon, it's kind of an interesting dynamic, this championship four with three GMS trucks and the one lone Thor Sport. How do you guys approach it? Is there kind of, do the teammate concepts or rules of engagement kind of go out the window in a final race like this?
Yes and no. I think the four of us need to just race each other the first two stages, and then obviously I think it's gloves off after that, then go after it and race. I don't think all of us are going to be in the same area all at once. I think some of us might struggle, some of us might be really fast. I don't know. We won't know until Friday, but yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, we still have respect for each other. And I think racing the 98, we should have respect for him too. But I think, yeah, third stage gloves come off and do what you have to do to get to the lead or put yourself in position to win.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have time for one final question and we'll take that question from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Amanda. Hey, Sheldon. You know, you've been working with Jeff Stankiewicz for, you know, when you won your ARCA championship and then in the last 2 years when at GMS. What does it help that you have the same guy working with you? And what's made you and Jeff gel so well together?
I don't know, honestly. Just our first weekend together, we were terrible at MDM. And then the next weekend, we just hit it off and we almost won 2 ARCA races in a row in a Canyon race. And then just little things happen that kept us from winning, but just gelled from the beginning. I think we trust each other from the beginning and just have a friendship that is really good. So I don't know what made us click or what, but yeah, just gelled right from the beginning. And him and Sam have done a really good job with our trucks this year and getting speed out of them. And hopefully we can get them a win on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, Sheldon, we appreciate your time. We know we have to get you to your next stop, but thanks again for joining us today. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to hear from Grant Enfinger, driver of the number 98 Thor Sport Racing Ford. Here's what Grant had to say.
All right, we're going to roll straight to questions. We'll try to get in as many questions as we can within our 10-minute block, and we are going to start with Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Grant. I feel like you've had the least attended. You have 4 wins on the season is what I'm trying to say. And I feel like it's got the least amount of attention, maybe of any 4 win season ever. Do you feel underappreciated or like an underdog going into this title race?
I don't at all, you know, and I haven't necessarily noticed the lack of, or the exposure or anything like that. You know, I can't say it's been a crazy season for us. It's been a little bit uncharacteristic. I feel like last year and the year before that, we kind of prided ourselves on consistency and stage points and you know, didn't get very many wins during the course of those years. Only had 1 win in the last couple of years. And this year, it's been drastically different. You know, we can't get a daggum stage point to save our life, but we've been able to put ourselves in position and to take advantage of the situations and win 4 races. So definitely proud of that. I'd much rather be in this position than the position we were the last couple of years. But yeah, just proud that we've made it to this point. But I don't feel like we're entering Phoenix as an underdog. I feel like, you know, obviously it's only one of our Thor Sport trucks made it. We're going against 3 GMS trucks. I understand all that. And I feel like Phoenix is a good style track for us this year. I feel like we've excelled at the short tracks. So I don't actually feel like we're going into this as an underdog at all.
And the fact that you're the only Thor Sport truck, did that change anything in terms of, you know, maybe bringing a truck from a different team or change any plan that you guys had because you're the only Thor Sport truck to maximize everything you have over there?
No, we already had this truck set out. We were hoping for this instance to happen. The same truck that we ran at Richmond earlier this year, we were very happy with it there. This is all kind of business as usual for us. We've maybe nut bolted a couple more times or something like that, but pretty much everything is the same as we would have been approaching it otherwise.
All right. See you this weekend. Be well.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Grant. I'm wondering, as a veteran, if you expect or have a philosophy that the racing in the finale should be a little bit cleaner than it has been the last 2 weeks.
You know, I feel like in general, truck racing is unfortunately, it's pretty rough. You know, I don't like that, but that's the world we live in the truck series. And You know, that's, you have to be so aggressive, especially on restarts, to be able to make anything happen. And honestly, a lot of the reason is because it's so hard to pass once we get going. So, you know, I don't anticipate anybody intentionally taking anybody out or anybody dumping anybody like that. But I definitely expect, you know, guys throwing sliders, guys, you know, throwing something in there and hoping it sticks. You know, and I'm sure that the guys up front will be doing that, but, you know, you also got to realize there's other guys out here racing too. And I don't think anybody's going to intentionally make it harder for one of us that's in the championship four or anything like that. But, you know, you can bet that they're going to be going for the win, and you just kind of got to expect that as a driver.
Also, do you have to race any differently since it's one against three in the final four?
I don't feel like we do, you know. Obviously, we'd love for it to be four Thor Sport Racing drivers there in the final four, but that's not the situation we're in. We're going against those guys, but I don't feel like we necessarily have to race any differently. Our strategy going in there is just to win the race flat out. I feel like with the competitors that we're going against, I feel like any one of them are capable of pulling off the win. They've all won races this year. I feel like at the end of the day, you know, that may not be how it looks when the green flag comes out, but I feel like by the time the checkered flag comes out, I feel like you're going to have to have won this race to be the champion.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Next question will go to Claire B. Lane. Go ahead, Claire.
Thank you. I know that all the GMS racing truck drivers will, at the end of the race, be individual drivers running for a championship, obviously. But early in the race, I'm wondering if potentially earlier in the race, you have an advantage because you are a lone wolf and you don't have to look out for anyone, right? Is there any advantage to being by yourself till you get to that final big push at the end?
You know, I don't know, Claire, if there's an advantage or a disadvantage, but we're going to go for broke from the time the green flag drops to the time the checkered flag drops and hope that it works out in our favor. You know, we're going to not do anything stupid, definitely not intentionally put anybody in a bad spot. But, you know, we're going to go for broke. That's where our mindset is. I don't necessarily think it's an advantage or a disadvantage going into it like that. But that's how we feel like we have to play the hand we're dealt. And that's how we feel like we need to play it.
And you were mentioning about the truck series being the nature of the truck series being really aggressive, et cetera, and all the conversation about the fireworks in that series. Why do you think that is? Is it because there are younger drivers or drivers of all ages, or like, what's the reason for that in the truck series, do you think?
Yeah, Claire, you know, I think what you mentioned, the you know, there's a lot of younger drivers in here that are starting out. There's so you can throw some of that inexperience in there. But you also have to look at the package, and it is so hard to pass once we get going that you have to make these wild and crazy moves on starts and on restarts. And at the end of the day, you know, as much as I hate to say this, there's not big repercussions for putting somebody in a bad spot. You know, you can obviously get taken out yourself and that happens, but you almost have to put yourself, you know, in bad spots and just hope it works out. To be able to get that advantage on a restart, because you have to be dramatically faster than somebody to pass them on a normal given race weekend. So I feel like that's a big part of it as well. And I feel like as we've seen that the Cup Series kind of go more to this package at the mile and a half. So I feel like you've seen more of that stuff happening there as well.
Very good. Good luck this weekend. Thanks for your time. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
All right, let me just press record. Grant, we've seen with the Choose V rule that the distribution of cars, or, well, trucks in this case, has been a lot more even, like, contrary to what I thought was going to be happening this season. Like, why have we not seen a situation more than once where all the trucks have lined up in just one line, well, all but one or two of them?
You know, I think it just depends on where you go. I'm definitely a big fan of that rule. I think there were certain places that we go, kind of like last week at Martinsville, but especially when we go back to Atlanta next year, I feel like there's games that are played on pit road. When you're leaving your pit stall, you know, you may check up a little bit to try to get on that bottom line. And I just don't like that. I think that's silly. I think it adds for more issues in the pits. So I'm a big fan of this choose rule. I think if you kind of average out all the races for us, it's kind of been a non-factor as far as results. I think there's been a couple of times that I've chosen right. There's been a couple of times I've made the wrong choice. But I am a fan of the rule. I can't tell you why it hasn't, you know, produced as big of results swing as maybe you expected. But I would definitely tell you to watch the restarts this weekend. You know, not necessarily the choose rule, but it could definitely come into play with people, you know, shortcutting the dog leg and the 4 and 5 wide racing you're going to see on the front stretch is going to be wild.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our last question here from Lewis Torres. Go ahead, Lewis.
Hey, so my question is that you're going into this championship for the first time. You've had Jeff Hensley from the very beginning that you since you joined Thorsport. How much would it mean to win a title for him? Because that's also been a series title that's eluded him in the past because he used to work for guys like Mike Skinner.
Hey, you know, it'd be huge for Jeff. It'd be huge for me. I think he'd probably tell you the same thing I'd tell you. It would be even bigger for us to bring the owner's championship home to Duke and Rhonda Thorson, to Mike Curb, you know, for everything that they've done in this series for so long. Man, I'll be honest with you. I know for you know, maybe if I look back on it, you know, we're fortunate enough to win this championship. Maybe I look back on it and think differently. But right now, it's like these are the guys that kind of took a chance on us that paired us together, and we want to make them proud. And that's, you know, that's one of the few things that the Duke and Rhonda have not yet accomplished in this series. They've done everything you can imagine of. So I feel like the owner's championship would be even more important. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jeff told you the same thing.
Yeah, he basically said the same during the post-race conference at Martinsville, but thank you.
All right, Grant. Well, we appreciate your time. We know you have to get to your next stop, but thank you again and best of luck this weekend in Phoenix.
Yep, thank y'all.
All right. And next, we're going to hear from Brett Moffitt. He drives the number 23 GMS Racing Chevrolet. Here's what Brett had to say.
We are going to go straight to questions for Brett. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will take as many questions as we can within the time that we have allotted. And we will kick off with Claire B. Lane. Go ahead, Claire.
Thank you. So what do you expect as far as a finale at Phoenix? I know that it's, as the trucks always are, going to be fireworks, I'm sure. What are your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, obviously going to, I wouldn't necessarily call it a short track, but certainly a smaller track than we've had in the past for the championship race is going to be a lot of aggression on the line, I'm sure. You know, I believe that all four of us will be pretty fast and probably going to have to race for a win to win the championship. So, yeah, I'd expect lots of tempers. Probably going to have to stay mentally strong throughout the race. Don't get upset about certain things and be there at the end when it counts.
You're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't when you're a teammate, because if you help a teammate too much, then, you know, the world goes crazy and you get criticized. And if you don't help enough, you get criticized. What's the team line on this? I'm sure with so many vehicles and GMS has had a conversation about it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't want to self-destruct, you know, and do something that's going to take us out of the shot at least winning the owner's championship for the Gallagher family. But that being said, it's you race everyone equal this week. There's no teammates involved. It's all about your specific team. For me, it's the 23 team and winning a championship for myself.
I figured you would give that answer. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have some fun there in Phoenix, okay?
Yep, will do. Thank you.
Got it.
All right, we are going to take our next question from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Brett, the race in the last couple of weeks in the truck series has been a little bit chaotic. Do you think that this is acceptable racing, or do you think maybe things have stepped over the line in some circumstances?
I think it's over the line for sure. I feel like I've had to, I guess, stoop down to a lot of their levels, as you know, and get more aggressive and use the truck up a little more to get by people, especially at the short tracks. But it just seems like everyone's doing that these days, and you're not going to win unless you're as aggressive as they are. So it is what it is. But yeah, you see it all the way up, though. It's people getting rushed up, and they think they got to win right away. The Xfinity Series has it too. They tear up a lot of good cars every single week. It's unfortunate, but it's where we're at, and it's aggressive racing.
Do you think the level of respect will improve because it's a championship finale, or is there a concern that the racing will still be on the edge?
I think it'll still be on the edge. I hope the guys that are not racing for a championship are smart about the way they race. Ultimately the whole season comes down to one race, and hopefully everyone calms down a little bit, but I think it's still going to be aggressive for sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Brett, yesterday you said that you didn't have a ride for next year. I'm curious if you're confident that you will have something for next year.
I'm hopefully confident that I'll have something. I don't know if it's exactly, you know, where you want, but the goal is to stay in competitive equipment. No matter what series it's in, it's always been my thing, and hopefully we'll figure something out here in the next few weeks or months before the season gets going again. And a championship would probably go a long way in that process. So hopefully we can get that done Friday night.
Any preference in what series?
No. Obviously I'd like to be cup racing for a top organization, but I don't think that's in the picture this year. So we'll see. I think got to weigh all the options and decide what is the best for my career.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thanks. Brett, I just wonder if you can just kind of take me back to the spring after the accident and just being laid out. Obviously in a normal year, you're not even in this situation. And I'm just curious at that point, your mindset, certainly there were a lot of uncertainties, but did you think you'd cost yourself a ride, cost yourself your career? And, you know, what kind of things were you going through? And I think if I remember right, that was also the first time you've gone through surgery. So I'm sure that's a traumatic event for somebody. Can you kind of just take me back to your mindset at that time?
Yeah, it was, honestly, when I wrecked, the first thought was, what did I just do? And what's going to be the repercussion for it? Thankfully, I was probably 20 minutes into post-accident. And that first 20 minutes I spent just calling my manager, figuring out what we're going to do. I wasn't even worried about calling an ambulance at the time. I was more worried about how we're going to handle it. It's you always got to be afraid that something like that could cost you your job. And thankfully the Gallagher family was very faithful to me, loyal to me, and stood behind me the whole way and kept me in the truck. And then thankfully, the break was long enough to recover and not miss a race. So it was very stressful, obviously. And it's kind of like when you have a bad pit stop or something and you kind of get angry and get motivated and you kind of put it on your shoulders to recover as quick as possible to get back to not let the team down, not let the Gallagher family down or anybody.
How did that, in a way, did that help you become a better driver in the sense you talk about that extra motivation? Was that, if you look at what you do now and what you did, even 2 years ago when you won the championship, how different are you or what more are you doing these days?
I think it's just all about being prepared. I don't really do a lot different than I did 2 years ago. I've always worked pretty hard at being the best driver I can be and being prepared for every situation. So just continue that work ethic and, work day in, day out, whether it's watching film or working out, whatever you got to do to stay in good driving shape and mentally be very strong.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take our next question from Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
I'm good.
Could you teach me a little bit about Phoenix, just the odd parts of it? I know that there's the dive bomb restarts potentially, the curve pit road. Just as a driver, what is on your mind when you go there, especially for a championship?
Yeah, it's a super tough track, actually. With the two ends being completely different, then with the PJ1 getting put down, your balance has to be pretty far on the free side to be able to run the PJ1 and have speed, because it'll tighten the truck up when you get in it. And I think it'll be used, especially in 1 and 2, 3 and 4. It's pretty high, but Brandon Jones did a good job running it in the first Xfinity race there. So maybe that'll be an option as well. But yeah, it's just, like I said, the dive bomb restarts are huge. You gotta protect that. It sets the guy on the inside up for a terrible angle into turn one, which is very flat already. And if you have someone on your door, the potential to get free and get into each other is there in a high risk. So just kind of everything, like you said, then the curve pit road, you really got to be careful coming into your box there. If you're not on the straightaway, it's very easy to misjudge it. And, I think we've seen a lot of people hit the left front into the wall when they're trying to slide in their box just from the angle that you're coming in at. So you just have to be heads up. There's no time to relax. You just got to keep your mind in the game, even during pit stops and under caution. So it should be interesting.
And I know you have experience there, but again, obviously no practice, no qualifying, all that stuff. Is there sim time this week? Can you just go over how you prepare for, I know it's like every other week, but how has it been this week? How do you prepare for it?
Yeah, no, obviously everything's heightened this week, the excitement, the nerves, everything. So fortunately for us, Pratt and Miller allowed us to run the sim for about 5 hours on Sunday morning when we got back from Martinsville, and work on our setups and get everything dialed in. And, having teammates is a good thing, because you can try everyone's setup and kind of see where everything stacks up, the handling differences, make sure you're, close to what reality is. It's easy to chase lap time in a sim and not think about the real world application. So that's always good. But everyone's just, on their toes, doing their job the best they can. And hopefully that brings us a lot of success.
Thank you. Have fun.
All right, Brett, we appreciate you joining us. We know we have to get you to your next stop. So thank you again, and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And to wrap up today's podcast, we're going to hear from Zane Smith, driver of the number 21 GMS Racing Chevrolet. Here's what Zane had to say.
Thank you for joining us today. We're going to get in as many questions as we can during our allotted time. And we're going to kick off with questions with Alan Cavana. Go ahead, Alan.
Hey, Zane, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't know if a lot of people expected a rookie to be in the championship four in Phoenix. So that's what I wanted to ask you about, just kind of your evolution and your ability to adapt, I guess, because other than, I guess, natural ability, why do you think you're able to adapt so quickly, whether it be a truck or the good rides you had in Xfinity in limited starts? What is it about your preparation? I don't know, that makes you able to adapt so quickly and learn this stuff.
Yeah, obviously a lot of preparation through Josh Wise. But I don't know. I feel like I went into, we had our first couple races of the year, and I knew after this year, I didn't know what I'd be doing in 2021. And so I had some off time, obviously, during the pandemic. And we went into Charlotte, and I remember driving to the track, and I remember having a different outlook. And I've kind of kept that outlook for the remainder of the year, and it's worked out for me, of just a screw it mindset, like just go for it. And it's worked at times, and it hasn't at times, but I don't know. I feel like just learning how to adapt as fast as possible has really made the difference in people this year, with the no practice, no qualifying. And I know it was pretty tough with me never being in a truck and never being to or never have been to a lot of these places. So that was our biggest issue. But luckily me and Bono have really connected this year, and have been able to get our trucks where we need to. And that's just been the biggest key.
once again, you'll have to quickly adapt, obviously, to Phoenix in a truck. What is one thing that differs from other tracks that maybe you're wondering about, or you can't practice as much, or you're not sure if you can anticipate? What is it about Phoenix?
Yeah, Phoenix should actually come easier, I would think, because I've actually been here a couple times before in a K&N car or car, whatever you want to call it, and a Xfinity car. So I feel like that's going to definitely help. Can't hurt any. And regardless, I've said it multiple times this week, just if it was the championship race or not, I would have Phoenix circled on my calendar. Regardless, I really like going there, and I feel like that place really suits me. So hopefully it suits me on Friday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Zach Albert with NASCAR.com. Go ahead, Zach.
Great, thank you. Zane, it's kind of an interesting dynamic with three GMS trucks going against Grant Enfinger, who's kind of the lone ranger for Thor Sport. I asked Sheldon about it, and in terms of how teammates work together, is there a concept of teammates in this format of kind of a winner-take-all? Does that kind of go out the window, especially once it turns to the late stages of the race?
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't have any teammates this Friday. I feel like we're kind of all on the same page on that. There's just so much on the line, especially for me. Like if I could win this deal in my rookie year, that's a really big deal. So that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not going to go out there and wreck my teammates by no means, but I'm going to race them just as hard as I would race anyone else.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, next question we'll go to is Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey, Zane, as a rookie, I'm wondering, the racing has been pretty aggressive. What's the line for you between not getting pushed around and not being over-aggressive?
Yeah, I'm just going into Friday where it's one strike and I'm done with it. I know they're not supposed to, but I don't know what happened to me at Martinsville where I feel like the Thor Sport trucks might try to help the 98 maybe. And I know the 13 tried at Martinsville, but I was put in a tough situation there of I can't go back up through the field and go wreck the 13. I had to maximize my points and have a good night and stay ahead of the 88. So I guarantee you I won't be taking any of that at Phoenix, and it would be a different situation I'm in this time.
Is it, how is learning in this environment? You know, you're trying to work your way up through the NASCAR ladder. Is the rough and tumble, bumping and banging of the truck series a good way to learn?
Yeah. I mean, I said it in the beginning of this year, I feel like the truck series is as stacked as it's ever been. I've talked to Brett some about it, and he thinks the same. So he's been in it longer than me, but I just feel like a lot of good drivers are in the truck series right now. And so, yeah, it's obviously super aggressive. There's a lot at stake. I feel like there's a big movement in the sport right now of on the Cup side of people that are going to be retiring soon. So, those seats got to be filled.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Claire B. Lang. Go ahead, Claire.
Thank you. Given what you talked about Thor Sport racing, what's your understanding? And I think we kind of get your clear answer that you are going to be aggressive even to your teammates, but what's your understanding about how the GMS drivers race around each other and work together or don't until it gets to the moment that you go for the championship?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all year myself and my teammates have raced around each other pretty good. Ignore Kansas. but I feel like we've been good all year. And like I said, I'm not going to go out there and just decide to run my teammates extra hard or anything. I'm just gonna just think of them as any other truck, really. And at the end of the day, I mean, if I'm out of it early or something, I hope the best for my teammates. I really want that championship for GMS Racing and Chevrolet. I know Maury and the whole Gallagher family deserve it, but I'm just hoping it's me.
And do you think the reason for the aggressiveness in the truck series that we've seen, as you mentioned, that there are rides open and people can see those rides and they feel like they need to step up now? Do you think that's part of it or no?
Yeah, for sure. Just like what I said, there's a big movement in this sport right now. And I feel like everyone knows, like they all see it, that these guys are going to be retiring soon. And whoever performs is most likely going to get that spot. So it's what those team owners seem to care about and make sense, obviously, is winning. And so if you're not winning, you need to be up there. So you got to be aggressive to get up there. And then once you're up there, you obviously compete for wins. So that's the biggest thing. But yeah, I feel like that's where a lot of the aggression comes from.
Good luck at Phoenix. Okay. Thank you, Zane.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Zane. You have come a long way in a short period of time in your NASCAR career. And although you might have a long career ahead of you, you don't want to waste any opportunities. I was just wondering, what would it mean to you to come in your first year and be able to cap it off with a championship?
Yeah, it'd be huge. I felt like I'd really seen the difference after Charlotte with me racing with Kyle and Chase. And then unfortunately I ended up third to them. It would have been really cool to win that one. But I remember my drive home from that night and seeing all the fan base I'd grown. It was literally like a light switch, and normally it doesn't happen like that. I feel like it slowly happens over time, but it's been super cool seeing the fan support and I feel like achieving my goals. I feel like anything in everyday life, if you can achieve your goals, you go to bed happy at night. So I've been able to do that. I wanted to win Rookie of the Year, contend for race wins, win a race, and see myself in the final four. And I did that. So I obviously you have a championship on that list, but that's really hard to go do. So I have a good a shot as anyone else. So it's either me or three others.
And you came in with just one truck start this year, but how much do you think that your experience at Junior Motorsports in the Xfinity Series helped you having some experience when you came in, particularly after the whole COVID situation developed?
Yeah. I feel like it definitely didn't hurt. The trucks are a lot different than the Xfinity car. I feel like the trucks are a lot harder to race. It's easier to get shuffled around. But it's, like I said, it was just during that pandemic time, I really went into Charlotte knowing I had to be a lot more aggressive and, really make a name for myself, or I was going to have to pack my stuff and go home. And, I don't want to go back home to California.
Thanks, Zane.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Cole with Popular Speed. Go ahead, Cole.
Thanks, Amanda. Hey, Zane. You find yourself in a unique situation finishing top five at Phoenix in the Xfinity Series and the ARCA Series, but you have no experience racing there in the Truck Series yet. What makes you so good at this track, even through three different starts at three different series?
Yeah, so I feel like every driver kind of has a place or two that really suits them. I'd say mine are Dover and Phoenix. And so those are really good tracks for me. I don't really know what it is about it. I feel like Phoenix is a short track, mile and a half. I know they say about Iowa, but I feel like there's a big difference in those two. So I don't know. I like how it races. I just really like it. I don't really have one thing that really stands out. I like places where both the corners are different. It really, I feel like it puts it more in the driver's hands, and I feel like Darlington's that way as well. So that was my first time there, and I really enjoyed that place. So I don't know. It's just one that I've always had circles. That's my first time there.
Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thanks.
All right, Zane. Well, we appreciate your time. That's all the time we have with you this afternoon. But best of luck this weekend in Phoenix.